Thank you and good morning. Arcata police are investigating a homicide that was tied to an alleged home invasion incident in the 2000 block of Eastern Avenue in Arcata late Saturday night. When Arcata and Humboldt State University police reached the scene, they found an adult male victim who had suffered at least one gunshot wound to his left shoulder area. The man was unresponsive, and CPR was administered until an ambulance reached the scene and took him to Mad River Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. According to Arcata police, the victim was the target of three suspects who attempted a home invasion robbery. The suspects fled the scene following the gunshots. They were described as two white male adults in their 20s, along with a white female adult in her late 20s or early 30s, with a possible first name of Kim. The search for the three suspects continues, and anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the Arcata Police Department. Arcata Police and the Arcata Fire Protection District are investigating a series of suspicious fires that were responded to between last Thursday night and Friday morning at locations across the city. The first fires were found in a trash cans at a residence on 16th Street, which was being extinguished by a resident when firefighters arrived on scene. The residents pointed to a second location where another fire had been started as well. Firefighters then responded to a vegetation fire at Arcata High School near Foster Avenue. The fire burned behind the school gym and was quickly extinguished. Early Friday morning, firefighters were back out, this time at the Pottawatch Health Village, for what appeared to be a burning pile of garbage found in a field. The fires are all considered suspicious. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Eureka police are being sued. Jordan Christmas has more.
On Thursday, the family of Tommy McClain, who was fatally shot by Eureka officer Stephen Linfoot on September 17th of last year, has filed a wrongful death and civil rights violation lawsuit to federal court. Gene Berrigan and Lance McClain will be represented by Dale Gallippo. Gallippo has represented in cases involving Eureka police officers before, as one of his cases saw the jury verdict in favor of the family of Martin Cotton, who died after being beaten by officers in 2011.
Thank you, Jordan. A bill has passed the state Senate and is now headed to the Assembly for a hearing, a bill that would prohibit the use of grand juries in the case of officer-involved shootings or in cases of alleged excessive force that results in the death of a suspect by police officers. Senate Bill 227 was authored by Los Angeles Assemblymember Holly Mitchell, and she says that the secrecy of the grand jury has allowed cases that involve police officers to be hidden from the public, and that the rise of digital media and the ability to record an incident with nothing more than a cell phone has made the grand jury obsolete. A state bill that deals with the issue of personal drones and personal privacy has passed through the state Senate and now heads to the Assembly floor for a vote. Senate Bill 142 would prohibit drone users from flying their machines above private property without the permission of the property owner. Public spaces would still be available to fly drones, and owners can use the remote-controlled devices over their own property, but the bill's author, Senator Hannah Beth Jackson of Santa Barbara, said that maintaining privacy was the key to her introducing the legislation. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for Our Community News. In this month's Our Community News, we continue with the focus on the importance that public safety along with other public services have on the economies of the cities and towns along the northern coast of California and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. Complaining about paying taxes is as American as paying taxes, and it's with those taxes that we fund the basic government services that make our communities livable. Political battles are waged at all levels of government when it comes to divvying up tax revenue, but in Humboldt County in general, and in the county seat of Eureka in particular, residents have voted to pay additional sales taxes to support public safety. The outcry from business owners in downtown and Old Town Eureka about issues related to vagrancy, panhandling, and crime in general has led to increased efforts to provide greater funding for the Eureka Police Department. But even with the revenue from the city sales tax increase, the department is facing more budget shortfalls due to pension and health care costs. And now, residents, despite overwhelming support for public safety efforts, will have to do with less service. And that's never good news for the businesses that support our communities. About 140 Fortuna residents were left without power from Saturday night into Sunday after a vehicle collision on Newburgh Road took out a power pole. The crash closed down Newburgh from 12th Street south to 15th and left PG&E customers in the dark. Power was eventually restored to almost all the customers by midday. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.